Katie Marshall is the executive director of the McCrossey Art Center, and she joins us to tell about the events, art, and music in downtown Grand Rapids tonight for First Friday. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You look pretty good after going through a remodel over there at the McCrosty.
Yes, well, I was so tired last night that I actually went to bed early for the first time in a while. So.
I have to tell you, I've driven by the McCrosty at different varying hours, and I've seen you like loading stuff into your vehicle.
Despite being closed for a month, we were definitely not off for a month. I think I'm pretty sure I logged way more hours in January than I have in most other months. So
yeah. Well, we'll hear more about McCrosty, but let's first talk about the other things going on in Grand Rapids.
Sure. Yep. We've got a nice First Friday Art Walk for February lined up at Bender's Shoes. Their guest artist this month is going to be Serenity Barden. She's been at Bender's a few times before, and she's actually going to be the featured artist at McCrosty next month, or one of the featured artists. She is a 17-year-old from Hibbing, and she is a self-taught oil painter, and she has really fantastic work. So she'll be showing some of her commissioned work and having some prints, and also trying to find some more people that might want to commission work from her. So you can stop by Bender's and check that out. In Old Central School, the Northwoods Candy Company is going to be set up with a kiosk with handmade chocolates. We are starting to get into the Valentine's season, so not too soon to start thinking about that. And then in room 109 on the first floor, there's going to be a fiber artist showcase. So there'll be a bunch of different people local folks who do fiber art. There'll be demonstrations. There'll be things for sale. So John Zazada will be there. He's going to be demonstrating his birch bark woven hearts for the season. Kristen Anderson from Big Fork will have some of her wet felted pieces. Trish Russ is going to be there with needle felted work. And Cassidy and Micah Rood will have beeswax wraps. And Andrew Kringen will be there with his wooden cutting boards. Birthday boy tomorrow or this morning.
That's right.
And Donette Davis will also be there with some of her Nuno felted work and hand-dyed silk. So there'll be a lot of different things on display, and also a lot of great items if people are looking for Valentine's gifts. So you can stop by and check that out in Central School. And then at Unwind Up North, they will once again be hosting the artists from Crafted by Itasca Life Options. They'll be displaying an assortment of handcrafted Valentines and wine-themed art. So you can stop by and check that out. And then there is music at the VFW from 7 to 10 with Sam and Friends. They're guest this month is Briand Morrison, and Rapids Brewing Company will have music from 6:30 to 9:30 with Mike Miller and Lars Starks.
Wow.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a good amount for February. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not too much. You don't have to you can take your time and check everything out and
stay warm.
Take it in. Yeah.
Wake up a little bit, walk around downtown Grand Rapids. So what's going on at the McCrossy? So you just went through you redid the floors there, and you were closed for the month.
Yep, we closed for the month. We replaced the floors. We did some repainting on the walls, and we've changed the layout of the galleries. And it's kind of a small change, but it makes a really big difference. I think people will be really... I really like it. We also replaced some of the lighting to brighten it up a little bit. So it just feels more open and airy. Even the gallery that stayed exactly the same size feels bigger. So
how about those floors? I mean, floors are hugely important.
Yes.
What color did you go with light?
We went with... It's like a lighter wood tone.
Okay.
Seaside driftwood, I believe.
Beautiful. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, yeah.
Look good?
Yeah, it looks really nice. I mean, we had some pretty funky old carpet, so it's definitely a big improvement there. And so we have the galleries all ready to go with our two debut art exhibits for February, or for 2020. We didn't have exhibits in January. The art shop is in the process of that redesign. So there's kind of some signs up talking about what we've got in the works, but we're still in the process of talking with artists, meeting with artists, finding out what they feel like is the best way to showcase their work. So we're kind of taking our time and trying to do it right. So the grand reopening for the full art shop will be in April, but you can kind of see what we have got started when you come in today. So yeah, our exhibits this month, we have Kelly Meister with an exhibit called Radioactive, which is looking at a couple of different series of their work, which... there's an atomic tourism series and then some large-scale drawings from a containment series. So they both have to do with kind of our relationship to radioactive material and its presence in our lives. And then in the Minnesota Gallery, Marlena Miles is a Native American artist from the St. Paul area, and she is well-known for being one of the few Native American women working in digital art. So she is going to be showing her work, and there'll be some two-dimensional pieces on the wall as well as an animation that she's working on. So that will be... the Minnesota Gallery. Domino's is sponsoring the reception tonight, so we will have pizza, and Briand Morrison will be playing music, and we will have our artist talks at 6 p.m.
So, wow. Katie, I mean, digital photography is huge, of course,
yes.
And it's been around a long time ago, and for most part has taken place of old photography. But you just said digital art. Is it really coming on strong, or is it... You know, I mean, I always hit you with these difficult questions. Fine. But I'm talking about
when you look at it, can you tell that it's digital? Is that what you mean?
Well, just, I think of painting with a paintbrush and doing something digital as totally different.
Yeah, I mean, I think the process is definitely different because, it's being created on a computer.
Is it becoming quite common?
I actually don't. I mean, I'm assuming so. Right. We don't get too many applications or submissions from people with digital arts. But I know that I know that it's definitely becoming more prevalent. Okay. It's just maybe not in the circles we move in, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Don't know how to put that. But yeah. So it's definitely something different. But the images and everything and the colors, there's a lot of crossover, obviously, between. Sure. Between the different types of mediums that people make their art in. So,
is there a speech tonight?
Yep, there should be. Marlena should be attending. We weren't sure about Kelly, so we will see if they were able to make it or not. But Marlena will be there tonight to speak about her work and 6 p.m.
6 yep. p.m.
Yeah.
All right. That's downtown Grand Rapids. You can find more information at macrostyartcenter.org or grandrapidsarts.org. Thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Yep.
This conversation made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Citizens of Minnesota.